Hello and welcome to Not the Tech Dirt Podcast. We won't be doing this every week, but as we're still getting the Control Alt Speech podcast up and running, we will occasionally be running these snippets from that podcast here on this feed as well. If you want to hear the whole thing and get new episodes faster, please go and subscribe to Control Alt Speech. That is CTRL Alt Speech in your favorite podcast platform. But for now, please enjoy this snippet from the most recent episode, all about the most moderated word on Meta.
I was looking at this week an interesting story that was put out by the Oversight Board, Facebook's kind of quasi-judicial advisory organization. And they've issued a public advisory, which I think is really interesting, which I want to dig into a bit. I know you've read it as well. Before we kind of dig into the actual advisory itself, for those people who maybe are listening who don't really know what the Oversight Board is, it is this kind of Supreme Court-esque organization that Facebook have funded, but which is independent from the company itself, set up in 2020. And it's a kind of radical experiment to have a wide range of experts input into its content moderation policy. It was basically initially given 20 experts that were brought on board to help figure out some of the key policy decisions that Meta itself was struggling to deal with. These were legal scholars, Nobel laureates, digital rights advocates, etc. And they played a massive role in the last 3 years in making some really big decisions on the platform, most notably the kind of banning and readmission of Donald Trump onto the platform. So it's a really interesting body in itself to look at. People have kind of quite varying degrees on its success so far, but this week it issued this kind of really interesting policy advisory on what is basically its most banned word on the platform, which was a fascinating kind of little nugget in the advisory. And it refers to this word Shahid, which is basically banned. It's an Arabic word banned under one of its policies, the Dangerous Organizations and Individuals policy. And Shahid kind of doesn't really translate to English, as the policy advisory explains, but most is like the word martyr or martyrdom, and is often used in posts where people are praising acts of violent terrorism. So Meta has decided at some point in time that this is a word that it blanket bans. And there has been this kind of process over the past 3-4 years, which we're going to unpack now, about whether this should be unbanned. And The recommendation that it's made this week is basically that this ban should cease to exist, that Meta should stop thinking that Shahid violates its policy and should only consider it a violation if it's accompanied by some sort of visual indication of terrorism, or a statement of intent around terrorism, or, you know, basically kind of tighter conditions for it. I just thought it was really fascinating. This is the biggest word banned on the platform with 3 billion users, and no one's ever heard of it.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's sort of fascinating to learn that that is the most moderated word on the platform. And, you know, does again sort of get to the idea of how global a platform Meta is. And all of the debates and arguments that we have in the US and in Western Europe, we may not be seeing some of the biggest controversies. And apparently is a very big one around this particular word and the fact that Meta has a blanket ban on it. Mm. And it struck me also as a really clear indication, again, of some of the impossibility of doing content moderation and how much of questions around content moderation always go back to context. And, you know, how do you have enough context to determine if someone is using the word Shahid in a way that is connected to terrorism? Then you can make a strong argument that makes sense to have that as violating a policy. But, you know, a blanket ban is such a crude tool, and you can understand probably why it happened. And I know we'll discuss in a minute sort of like how long this process has taken to get to this point. But there were all sorts of stories about how Meta was not, you know, that terrorist organizations were making use of Meta and Meta's properties for a variety of reasons, and they were getting slammed in the media for it, for allowing terrorist content on their platforms. And so you can see how sort of in desperation you would go for overblocking. And one of the ways to do that would be to do an outright ban of this word, which is often connected to praising terrorist attacks or terrorist-related content. But as the Oversight Board ruling makes really, really clear, like, there are plenty of cases when that is not true. And in fact, that word is often someone's name, either someone's first or last name. It is a relatively common name as well. And there are lots of contexts. Again, it doesn't translate perfectly to martyr. And so there are other stories of where it is used just for someone who dies well on their job, whatever it might be. And so there are all sorts of cases where it's clearly not violating a wider rule about terrorist content, but was still being blocked under Meta's rules.
Yeah, and the policy advisory makes very clear that removing the ban allows, you know, it to be used in these other contexts, right? Which reporting by the media, commentary, academic discussion, human rights debates, you know, all of these ways which are currently astonishingly to me actually not possible at the moment. And yeah, speaks to, I guess, the importance of having more visibility of what is on these policies and the importance of bodies like the Oversight Board who can interrogate the policies and make recommendations, albeit not binding. Facebook, Meta, now have to respond to the policy advisory and make it clear that it is taking its recommendations on board to whatever degree. And so that will be interesting to see how it works. I think it's also worth, as you say, Mike, talking about the timings here, because they're really fascinating. I think we obviously have a war taking place in the Middle East between Israel and Palestine. And so I just want to kind of talk about the timings here. The Oversight Board gets a lot of stick for being very slow. It faces criticism for not taking enough cases on. And the advisory notes that it was asked to look at this particular issue back in February 2023. Now, obviously, war broke out in October, and at that point, the advisory note says that it was preparing to publish back then a judgment, but it decided to go back and do further research to see if what it was recommending worked in the context of what was happening, which is, I think, commendable. It's obviously coming out now. That's over a year since Meta asked the Oversight Board to advise on it, and that's a long time. However, what I think is really interesting, which critics of the Oversight Board might find interesting particularly, is that Meta have been thinking about this issue for even longer than that. It started a process of looking at the word Shaheed in 2020.
Yeah.
Three years before it asked the Oversight Board to advise, and nothing has been agreed internally since then. In that time, it had an impact assessment done. I don't know if you remember, there was a big eruption of tensions in Jerusalem in 2021, which is the kind of Sheikh Jarrah controversy, where some people were evicted from East Jerusalem, and it caused a massive sense of tensions online. There was a lot of content that was posted in the Israel-Palestine kind of online space. A lot of the content was actually shadow banned, suppressed, and this report was published in 2022 that said, this isn't right, this isn't on. And even at that point, Facebook struggled to take the recommendations of that report and do anything with it, which is why, I'll come around to it, which is why it then submitted a request to the Oversight Board. So for me, this is a really clear indication that the Oversight Board is doing good work that Facebook couldn't do on its own, which I think is an important kind of point to note. And you're right that we don't see enough of the kind of context to why decisions are made, policy decisions are made in platforms. And this is a really helpful kind of clear indication why.
Yeah. And I think it is interesting, right? There is some level of transparency here that is added by the Oversight Board in terms of some of the thinking on this thing. But it also does show, as you said, like, these are complicated decisions with lots of trade-offs, and they're not really easy to make. And this is one of the things that certainly comes up in so many of these debates and discussions about content moderation and trust and safety, where it's like, when things look bad and look obviously bad, there's a tendency and an instinct to say, well, like, that is obviously bad. Why did that, you know, that never should have happened. Any human being who looked at it would have known that's bad. Mm. And yet the reality is always that there are a lot more trade-offs and a lot more tension in figuring out how to make these decisions. And you can argue that in this case, you know, all of this took too long. The initial investigation starting in 2020, the request in 2023. It certainly is interesting that the Oversight Board admits very clearly that they were ready to publish this policy advisory much earlier, but because of the Israel-Palestinian situation right now, they kind of held back to see if that scenario changed what they were thinking of or thinking about regarding this policy, and then eventually decided that, you know, it was still worth talking about. So it is interesting to see these aren't easy decisions. None of these are easy decisions. And I think people immediately jump to, like, this is the obvious thing, when it's always a lot more complicated.
Okay, and that is just one snippet from a much longer episode. So please go and subscribe now to Control Alt Speech.